Now, this is where things were most, the bulk of our work and the bulk of the work that we see across the South happens inside the classroom with us talking to teachers and staff about what to do having with implicit bias and recognizing it. It is a consistent chronic battle that has to happen. And I say battle in a sort of broad way, not to be combative, because we try to make sure that people don't walk away from these sessions and not want to be involved, because it can very easily have, it can very easily occur. And it has occurred under other circumstances where we've seen it, but you have to be very careful about how you do this, or you lose everybody, because you're coming in as an outsider to talk about an implicit bias situation where a group of students are, feel as if they're being left out of, say, I keep on bringing math because this is something that is happening throughout the state and throughout the region, where higher math is not being offered really equitably to all students. And it is based on implicit bias issues most of the 90% of the time, rather than really real reasons that are based on any sort of statistics or any, no, it's based solely on implicit bias. And once you start peeling back those layers and you do it carefully, you can get a lot more ownership of how to move this situation forward rather than turn people off. It's unfortunate that while you have to speak the truths and you have to speak your truth as the person who's doing this, that the people in front of you may take offense to the speaking the truth. You have to still take this balance between speaking your truth and speaking the truth for your students, which is extremely important, because at the end of the day, that's who you are responsible to making sure that the people that are left behind there to work with the students aren't left with a bad taste in their mouth, regardless of how you of what you know is correct. So this, I'll toot my horn and say we tend to be very good at this. We have a lot of experience doing this throughout time. We've done this for about 30 years, at least, and we've the concept of implicit bias has taken on many different definitions throughout time, and we've been able to attack it each time. Now, it's now that we're mostly working through the South, it becomes much more difficult, especially in the Deep South. You can also, I'm going to skip here, and I want to go specifically to curriculum and learning materials. This is a very difficult part of trying to influence, because as you're trying to influence teachers and then trying to get curriculum and learning materials for them, there are places where you can find good learning materials, such as from tolerance.org, that has some relatively good learning materials and curriculum for this. And I'm seeing that there's more and more coming out. And the reason I say it's a little bit difficult is because now, since we've had a bit of a conscience about how to address these issues, there's become a smaller cottage industry of people coming out with these things. You have to be very careful that whatever you pick up on or whatever you recommend is based on asset-based definitions for your students. And what I mean by that is that students are seen as, they are not the problem. The problem is everything around them. And very often, a lot of materials, even the most well-meant materials, will be deficit-based, meaning that they're looking and seeing, of course we see this implicit bias, because don't you see how they're dressed? Or don't you see how they walk? Don't you see how they talk? And that is when you start seeing that the cottage industry of curriculum and learning materials around that can be problematic. So I ask that you look at any curriculum or learning materials that comes your way through an asset-based model, meaning that it looks at students as being the solutions. They are the ones that are going to bring the solutions forward. And when I say students, I also want to say that it means also the parents and community. Parents and community are part of any solution here.